Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Eyeball evaluations or EPDs? We get into the conversation about that today here in just a moment. Well, neighbors, 2021 is here, and Superior Video Livestock Auction is pleased to present their 34th annual Bell Ringer Sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January in Oklahoma City. Since 1987, the Bell Ringer Sale has been a part of the Denver landscape and the National Western Stock Show, but this year, no National Western Stock Show. Instead, all the major beef breeds coming to the Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City, and so is the Bell Ringer Sale at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian. Over 142,000 head of cattle have been consigned. You can go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information, and of course, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 for any other questions you might have, and to register for your buyer number today. Again, Bell Ringer 34, the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Cattle producers have been going to livestock shows for well over a century, probably a couple of centuries, trying to make the decision about which bull or which female is the best of show. The Angus breed puts it pretty well. On their website, they say cattle shows are a long-held tradition for many Angus families. Breeders of all ages travel to attend shows, evaluate entries, and celebrate the heritage of raising cattle. Gerald Callahan, who's the president and CEO of Express Ranches, he's on the board of directors of Cattlemen's Congress, the show that has come to life here in January of 2021 after it was learned that the National Western Stock Show was not going to happen this year because of COVID concerns in Denver. Gerald Callahan says that this show is all about eyeball evaluation, but also it celebrates the genetics that are so prominent today in the cattle industry. We asked Gerald about the value of eyeball evaluation.
With all the emphasis on genomics and everything, how important are visual shows in today's breeding or purebred industry, seed stock industry?
I think still real important. Cattle are still in the United States. I would say a high percentage of them are still bought and sold, at least in part, on visual appraisal. Yes, the genomics, the data, the performance is extremely important. But so, too, is the phenotype, because there's certain traits that we haven't got genomics to measure very well yet. I think they're still very, very important, how cattle look, their conformation, their disposition. Lots of those things go into it. And so phenotypic appraisal is still very important.
Gerald Callahan saying that eyeball evaluation matters. Now, we asked that same question to the executive director of the North American Limousine Foundation, Mark Anderson.
Obviously, we've got a lot of great measurements, the genomics, the EPD genomics, but yet we still have these national shows, these seed stock shows. What's the role of the visual evaluation?
Well, I think you got to still take it into consideration. There's no doubt a difference sometimes between our show cattle numbers-wise compared to what's going to the commercial cattlemen, but I'll say this. Since I've started, and not because of me, but the EPDs are so much better now for accuracy. We added over 46,000 phenotypes of carcass data to the limousine herd book here just 3 weeks ago. And the accuracy shot up on not only the young sires, but some of the old proven sires. The genomics, they give us progeny equivalents when we test the cattle now. It's like the equivalency on weight traits, 20 to 25 babies, cattle, calves already on the ground. Right. And you won't get that out of a lifetime of a cow. So it allows our people to make mating decisions quicker on the right cattle.
Mark Anderson saying that eyeball evaluation still matters, but still very, very excited about all the fresh information that EPDs are bringing to the cattle industry. EPDs starting, of course, in the 1980s. More recently, the genomic EPDs bringing us even more information about what's inside that calf as far as the potential for that animal to grow up and to be a sire or to be a mama. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.